This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Another word. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another word. Another time. His laugh was green and good. Until the crystal cracked. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Amet S. Yalla, ICSVE.org. Read more on the site, BIVOL.BG. I got to try to get this guy back up sometime when we're not having Skype problems to really do research and then ask him a bunch of hardcore questions. I could see the Russians trying to infiltrate ISIS. I could see the Russians doing something like that. But to have these, quote, ISIS defectors telling him, Russia runs me, I think he's saying he's done so many interrogations, he believes these aren't infiltrators or double or triple agents. But look what's happened at Guantanamo Bay. I'm not saying he's wrong. I don't want to spend the limited time that we have base with the doctor to get off into that.
Yeah, I think he's telling you what they're telling him. I mean, you know, I think my experience over there is that it's chaos, and that is very complicated, and that you have a lot of people with a lot of agendas trying to get money, trying to dominate, trying to create their own things, and it's a very chaotic situation.
Sure, sure. Well, continuing, sir, the key points you want to make to the public that folks need to know. Go ahead, doctor.
Okay, now, for example, I always questioned why Assad and ISIS are not fighting each other. They claim that they are there to get rid of Syrian regime, right? But in their history, ISIS never fought against Bashar. For example, when they captured Tel Aviv, they were running refineries over there. And the refineries were broken. So they talked to Syrian government, and Assad sent them engineers to fix those refineries. They let Syrian engineers to fix the refineries for like a week. And then they started to sell oil to Assad, to Bashar regime. And some of their fighters started to question this act. And they said, how come we are giving Bashar regime the oil? He turns back and kills our people with that oil. In their history, they never really fought against Bashar. For example, in Raqqa, when they were going into Raqqa, there were strongholds of Bashar regime. They say the soldiers fled and Bashar left all the weapons and the ammunition to ISIS. And same thing happened in several places. So there are lots of questions which cannot be answered or understood by even the high-level ISIS members. So it's clearly understandable that there are lots of things going on behind the scenes.
Sure. The head of defense intelligence, who just quit a few months ago, went on Al Jazeera. I don't know if you've seen the clip, doctor, and he said that the U.S. government basically funded and helped ISIS, that was a direct order of Obama.
I don't think so, or I have never heard of this.
Interesting. So overall, what is your organization working on today?
Right now, they are in trouble. However, it doesn't mean that they are not going to exist in the next century. Even though they are losing land, it might be more problematic for the West or for us, because they are not going anywhere. So if they lose land, they are going to be among us, which is more difficult to deal with them. Once they are inside you, once they infiltrate the cities in the West, or even in Turkey, it becomes more difficult and the danger they impose becomes higher. So by losing land, it doesn't mean that they are going to get off our sight in the near future.
No, I get it. If they're kicked out of Syria, now they will just run around attacking everywhere else. And, of course, Western governments know that.
Yes. We also should understand that there are lots of Wahhabi youth in Europe and in the United States as well.
Talking about Wahhabist groups. Amazing. All right, doctor, I want to have you back on sometime to talk about what's happening with the migrants into Europe and get more of your perspective. ICSVE.org. Thank you so much. We'll be back with Kevin Booth and Joe Biggs.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus Is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
We just had Dr. Ahmet S. Yaila on the broadcast, who advises Homeland Security and more. And he said some things I agree with from the analysis in the clip from your film. The other stuff he was saying that these, quote, ISIS defectors tell him, no one else is saying that. But if the West can't fix intelligence, they will have people defect who will then go give disinfo. And the system's been caught doing that. Now, I'm not saying he's doing that. He seems like a nice enough guy and interesting and, you know, has some of his colleagues killed by ISIS, reportedly. But the point is that, I mean, next we're going to hear Russia overthrew Libya. I mean, it's on record that the West did that using al-Qaeda. It's on record ISIS is al-Qaeda. The Pentagon has gone public. The Council on Foreign Relations wrote articles 3 years ago saying why we need al-Qaeda in Syria and admits it. Cy Hirsch has come out. I mean, it's like saying 2 + 2 = 5. And I get he's relaying what they told him. But, I mean, we've seen different people under interrogation. I know this was people just being interviewed, but, you know, say all sorts of stuff.
But don't you think, like, from the Ricky Ross thing, that these guys, they even know who they're working for? I mean, these fighters, don't you think these fighters are kind of segregated off from what's really happening?
Oh, yeah, like Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross, not the fat jail guard, didn't know he was working with the CIA for years.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I totally agree. They could tell him anything.
Yeah.
They'd probably tell him they're Russian generals. It's probably CIA.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
Because we know they've got special forces in there commanding them, actually. Yeah. That's why the military's gone public.
Yeah, I mean, you start interrogating somebody, I mean, they'll tell you whatever you want to hear.
Yeah, the moon's made of cheese. Yeah. But he just called up after the interview and was like, I'm not involved in the hack of your site. And not saying he's not involved. And like, my interview has nothing to do with that on your site today. We didn't say that. It just, like you were saying, it shows this whole Eastern European or, you know, the whole East Arab stuff where just everybody's afraid of what's going to be said and what's going to be done. It's almost like their own political correctness. I mean, we're just here interviewing somebody saying, isn't it interesting? We're talking about Turkey, and now our site's been hacked today with Turk info. We don't actually know what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, they're afraid to even just say the word president over there. I mean, everybody's scared to death. It's a little bit like Bohemian Grove, the whole country.
Well, it's like
the whole continent.
It's like the Turkish president sits there and says, we're not buying oil from Syria. And then there's 2,000 trucks lined up going right into the government depot.
Yeah. I mean, what do you expect?
Kevin, that's not a Christmas tree behind you over there, okay? I'm going to have you arrested if you say it is there. Look behind you.
It's a holiday tree.
It's not there. No, there's nothing there. Tell me there's nothing there behind you.
Where? I don't see anything.
There. In fact, what do you see? Just a white wall? Again, if you're a radio listener, we're simulcasting television. I still get emails going, why do you hear you say, look at this, look at that? Because we're a radio show that turned into television about 15 years ago, and that's what this comes down to. Now, joining us is Joe Briggs out of the Situation Room, the other studio. We're in the war room in here. Joe, so much is going on. So much is unfolding. The site continuing to have hack attacks going on as we speak. All this other crazy news. The Democrats want to tax us all to fight ISIS. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, like you said, we've got someone coming on talking about Turkey. I'm actually waiting to release a report here in the next day or so about a Turkish imam that we were looking into, Fethullah Gulen, who is the head of the largest amount of charter schools in the United States. So it's very interesting that this is all happening now, that we have these Turkish posts coming up. This guy is a Turkish-born Muslim imam who lives in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania. Now, he got to come into America, allegedly, with the help of the CIA to be able to get a visa. And now his company is one of the largest proponents of those H-1B visas with his Gulen movement. Now, the FBI previously resisted granting permanent residency status to Gulen. According to leaked cables, part of the U.S. government believes that Gulen is a radical Islamist whose moderate message cloaks a more sinister and radical agenda.
Now, let's be clear. When we say alleged, we're just being out of preponderance of journalistic integrity. The WikiLeaks cables, I mean, like yeah. half of them are about this movement, with the Stratford group freaking out about it and you know, saying it's serious. So I mean, we do have the CIA letter to get them in, correct?
Yes, exactly. And then you have the FBI coming out and say, no, this is a bad guy. And the CIA says, you know what? No, we're using this person. You know, the Gulen-inspired schools are the largest charter network in the U.S., and they receive approximately $150 million a year in taxpayer money. There are about 130 of these charter schools in 26 states, the most being in Texas. And we have six right here in Austin. One just opened up not too long ago.
Now, the number I saw was $500 million a year and something between $25 and $50 million global. I mean, I guess it's so shadowy. I mean, how much money do they have and how much taxpayer money do they get? Because I've seen widely ranging numbers.
Well, you have right here, you have a company called the Cosmos Foundation. Now, they're the umbrella group that kind of oversees everything. They are over a vast network of charter schools, which is used to recruit young impressionable minds to accept the ruling law of Sharia. Now, 46 campuses are spread throughout Texas. The headquarters is located in Houston, and there are six Gulen schools here alone in Austin. The Gulen-inspired schools are the largest network in the U.S., and, you know, from what we've seen based off this one foundation, is $150 million a year, but there are many other groups that they spread throughout the country. So it's upwards of, they're saying, around $50 billion worldwide that this Gulen movement actually makes. And if you read some of these headlines about the schools, U.S. charter school network with Turkish link draws federal attention. Islamic cleric linked to U.S. charter schools involved in Turkey's political drama. Fethullah Gulen's grand ambition is Turkey's Islamist danger. Last week on...
Oh, you're reading headlines out of the Washington Post here. Okay.
Yeah, this is the Washington Post. This is Philly.com. I mean, multiple different articles. Now, back on 22nd of December... Fethullah Gulen was a no-show at his first trial in Turkey. Gulen faces terrorism charges for being the leader of the Fethullah terrorist organization and is accused of plotting to imprison his critics despite his repeated claims of innocence. Now an arrest warrant has been issued for 61 suspects, including Gulen himself, for their involvement in this terrorist organization.
And he hasn't shown up to court.
Yes, and he is a no-show.
But he's got charter schools right down the street. That sounds normal.
Yeah, and they do it under the beard of STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Now, most of these teachers that they bring in are from Turkey. They speak mostly, you know, Turkish. They do not speak English that well, and they are not qualified remotely anywhere near what teachers in the U.S. are. Now, in Texas, you don't even have to be a certified teacher. So that's how they're able to get more Turkish teachers into the United States. Now, if you actually look at their board of members for the Cosmos Foundation, it says right here, Turkey, 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 Kazakhstan, Morocco, Turkey, Turkey, Turkey.
And see, this is what Akern was doing, getting government funds. I mean, this is, America is just a big joke. The whole world comes here now to suck on us.
Yeah, our tax dollars are paying for them to come over here and basically take the jobs. They want us to give you the impression that they're just a hardworking group of guys over there trying to educate our kids. But according to Whistleblower, these teachers see something else a lot more sinister going on. So we'll get back to that after the break.
Absolutely. And Kevin Booth riding shotgun with us. And we've got Dr. Steve Pachinik coming on, former head of the State Department Psychological Warfare Operations. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. And yes, folks, you have found it, the tip of the spear. This is the InfoWar.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
I say I love you, but I clear it.
Look, all this stuff is window dressing. Islamic caliphate schools, billions paid over the years in the aggregate, all the bizarreness happening, the war, shooting down Russian jets. Our government funded radical Islam. They turned them loose. They ran the Arab Spring. They brag about it. And then they get out there and confuse everybody about who's behind it. And everybody lines up in fear and parrots the party line. And then we lose our culture and our society. Our government's bringing in radical jihadis who will attack us. And the answer will be naked body scanners, checkpoints, national ID cards. And that's it. The corruption of society, the bullying of culture, the driving us into tyranny in the name of having security when all we're going to get is even more oppression. I want to get more comments from Joe Biggs, who has a big report coming out that will premiere tomorrow on the syndicated radio / TV broadcast, I think at 12:30. Kevin, other comments from you about the film, your website, where folks can follow your work.
Just find me right now. Just find me on Facebook. Just look me up on Facebook and check out this other website, Bivol, B-I-V-O-L .BG. I'm working with this guy, Asen Jordanov, and he's, I call him the Alex Jones of Bulgaria. And once again, I keep coming back to Bulgaria because it's like this little tiny country that got just devastated by communism. It's the most bizarre place you've ever seen in your life. And it's the gateway to Turkey. It's the gateway to Russia. It's in the center of...
You mean communism devastates stuff?
Just a little.
Bernie Sanders says it creates heaven on earth.
You should. I mean, you could just see from the buildings they left. I mean, it's like this gorgeous European community mixed in with these Russian ghetto buildings that they just left everywhere. I mean,
they admitted that the plan was to make culture ugly, to demonize, to hurt humans.
It's crazy. I mean,
notice our buildings look like that now here.
That's
the trendy liberal style.
Yeah.
You don't want to live in a 200 square foot coffin apartment?
No.
So they can pay more taxes? You're not trendy?
I mean, these buildings are ugly.
Why are you racist?
Why am I racist? Because it's,
Well, see how political correctness works? Prostrate yourself before me and beg that I wave a wand and say you're not racist.
Prostate yourself.
Not prostate. Prostrate. Listen. I will wave it. I am Glinda, the good witch. You are now not racist. Say, bling, bling.
So what's going on, Alex?
Oh, we just hanging out. We're going to come over for dinner tonight. Let's just stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go now to Joe Biggs. Joe, this is really serious. We're joking around about it, but things have really entered the twilight zone.
Yes, indeed. So what we were talking about earlier before the break was Fethullah Gulen. He is a Turkish imam who's living in a self-imposed exile here in America. Now, what he has done, he is wanted in Turkey on terrorism charges by the Erdogan government. Now, he also started the Gulen movement, which is basically taking over Turkey and many parts of the world. He started this charter school system here in America. Now, what they're doing is they're saying that this charter school has nothing to do with the Gulen movement in Turkey, but that is where things get a little weird.
Even though it has the same name, it's not the same thing?
Well, he has the Harmony Schools in America. So they're Harmony STEM schools, the science, technologies, engineering, and math. And he uses that as a beard. Now, what he does is he brings in his own teachers from Turkey. And what they do is they give a cutback of 40% of their salary, which goes back to the Gulen movement in Turkey.
Now, is that documented? I mean, I've read that in papers, but I mean, they think that. They allege that. Or is that confirmed?
We'll say allege at this point in time. But that's what they're going with right now. That's what in most of the documents that they're finding. They've talked to whistleblowers. One teacher who was an American teacher, she had him actually marrying one of the Turkish teachers. And based off of that marriage, he found out that he was told he had to sign something to give back 40% of his check to the Gulen movement. So that's based off of a whistleblower coming forward with that information. Now, what Gulen wants to do is basically take over Turkey. What he does is he uses schools to cherry-pick people that he can recruit and basically impose this whole Sharia mindset. And he puts them into the police force. He puts them into the government to slowly...
By the way, that's what Irgun is saying. And again, this gets into this whole weird Middle Eastern thing where everybody's stabbing each other in the back and everybody's double dealing and screwing everybody over.
Well, there's this quiet war going on in Turkey between Erdogan and Gulen as well, because Gulen's trying to fight for power. And like you said, he's secretly getting these people put in position to basically, you know, try to overthrow what's going on. You know, the Gulen movement's ultimate goal is to open charter schools in the U.S. and funnel the U.S. tax dollars back into the Gulen movement in Turkey. They skim through just enough of the public taxpayers for these charter schools so it doesn't look suspicious. Now, the Golan schools are among the nation's largest users of the H-1B visas. In 2009, the schools received government approvals for 684 visas, more than Google, which had 440, and Intel Core had 1,200. So they're up there. They're bringing in these people to skim the money to help fund this Golan movement.
That's what the major papers are saying, and we're investigating it and are going to be looking into it more. But I don't buy a lot of what Eargun says either. Thank you, Joe Big. Your big report tomorrow. Stay with us.
China coming up.
Thank you, Kevin.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
What you're about to witness is basically total transparency of InfoWars.com and this media operation. I've decided to take the path, and I don't say this to brag, I just studied history and I went with my heart and my intellect as well, to not be a coward and to not join with different gangs and different globalist operators, but to try to actually go create a media organization that would promote true Renaissance values, not just American values. And it's been a learning experience for 21 years. I started out in 1995. 21 years in just about two, 3 months in April. And so right now, I literally am just so busy that I don't have time, or he doesn't have time as well, for me to just call up Dr. Steve Pachinik and ask him what he thinks is going on. I'll just do it on air. So much of what you see on this three-hour, four-hour radio/TV show is behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, you see me running back in here during the breaks as different hack attacks are being launched, some successful, some not successful, against InfoWars right now, with them posting an article that Erdogan had fled to a U.S. military base and been overthrown. Now, would you say that's because we're exposing Islamic caliphate schools in the U.S. that are trying to overthrow Erdogan? Would you say it's because the Syrian electronic army, which is pretty much the Russians, keeps posting InfoWars links on hacked sites like the Washington Post, the New York Times, and Barack Obama's personal Twitter? I didn't do that 2 years ago. I didn't do that a year ago. I'm not asking the Syrians to do that. I don't want that type of traffic from a hacked presidential Twitter. We got our own traffic. We're not involved in criminal activity. Now, they are attacking these countries, so they've got a right militarily to do what they're doing. We're not involved. I'm an American. I'm not involved in any agencies, nothing. But I basically talk to everybody because this is what's going on in the real world. And we just had a guest on earlier that, you know, was just putting out the most ridiculous stuff. I'm nothing against the guy, but, you know, oh, the Russians are behind ISIS. Yeah, and I'm an Easter Bunny from Pluto. I mean, you got the former head of Defense Intelligence coming out and saying 2 months ago that they were ordered to help create ISIS and protect them, and it's wrong, and it's crazy. And you've got Cy Hirsch's new excerpt coming out. Steve Pachinik sent me an email last week about it. Look at this. It's huge. Saying what he said, what others have said, what Colonel Schaefer said a week after Benghazi, to ship the arms up to Syria from Libya to destabilize it. They changed the name of al-Qaeda and al-Nusra to ISIS to confuse the public. The military said, we're not going to be part of this. General Dempsey went to the White House and said, we won't be part of it. And here it is, Cy Hirsch, 2 times Pulitzer Prize winner, confirming what we already knew, but it's from him. But it was more that the generals were leaking info to Assad and the Russians the last 3 years. And he says it all ended with Dempsey leaving. That's not what I'm told. I mean, believe me, when somebody like Colonel Schaefer, who goes and testifies in secret hearings in Congress, he has to get authorized by the group he's with to even come on this show. I mean, you don't just think I have like a CIA whistleblower on like Tosh Plumlee. And point is, there's all these different players and groups. And it's one thing to be able to, you know, arrest and SWAT team the former technical director of the NSA, William Binney, and try to intimidate him because he's on his own. But at a certain point, people push back. So there's all these different camps. So I'm going to ask Dr. Pachinik, A, just off his gut, who he thinks is trying to shut down InfoWars right now. And then B, looking at the situation with Russia. I mean, here comes Cy Hirsch saying what you said a month ago, word for word. You said, yes, we made the decision. We've been working with the Russians quite nicely to take out these people. There are other groups in our government that wanted to work with them, but we're not allowing that. And those aren't boasts you're making. I mean, you did head up the State Department psychological war operations. You did do, I'm not bragging, it's true, legendary stuff like the Camp David Accords, right through to famous hostage situations, right through to, you know, the Justice Department coming after you for work you did officially for the president with operations in Italy and, you know, things like that. I mean, you know, major operations, deaths of prime ministers, you name it. I mean, whatever went on, the point is, I don't want to get subpoenaed. I don't know. But now here you are. So, because again, you know, people, modern folks out there barely know who Donald Trump's name is, much less yours. So we're asking a real spy master what he thinks is going on here on air. I want to get your view on what's happening with this whole situation and where it's going, because it seems to me the whole narrative has collapsed in a beautiful, spectacular way. It's now kitchen table talk. Breakfast table talk that our government runs ISIS in the general public. The military is over the top angry and upset. It's causing a catharsis almost of such devastation to the neocons and the globalists that this is a grievous blow, I believe. I don't think they can put this back in the genie bottle. And then separately, then I'm going to shut up and get your take, sir. They're trying to just normalize it now and go, okay, we're going to get attacked by Muslims, radicals we brought in. And when they attack, we're going to take gun owners' rights. we're going to take veterans' rights. I mean, they're actually saying that. So then when they attack, they don't get in trouble for bringing them in. I lose my rights. You lose your rights. That dog isn't going to hunt. I mean, I know for a fact, and I'm not bragging, I don't even like being in this position, that major governors listen every day. I know a fact. Huge amounts of Congress listen. Not that I'm even that special. Everybody else is too cowardly, too stupid in the media to talk about real stuff or to have people like you on. I mean, is this a Twilight Zone episode, Dr. Pachinik?
No, not really, Alex. What's happened is you've created a paradigm shift in the media, which occurred 21 years ago. And when I came on your show 14 years ago, and I categorically stated 9/11 was a false flag, stand down, people began to think and they began to understand, because I knew this, because I taught this type of attack. I knew the people in the Bush administration, the Cheney, the neocons, Wolfowitz. But let's go beyond that. What's happened is you have to hit to the core of the continuous lies that the different administrations have been planting on the U.S. citizenry. And Cy Hirsch, quite frankly, and I, we're not buddies. I've known about him, and actually I had a confrontation with him in an intelligence meeting. But I will guarantee you that what he is saying now, what he said about Osama bin Laden and all of his articles, he's correct. There isn't one iota distortion, not one iota of lie.
He's basically parroting and then adding background to everything you say. He's backing everything you
say. He not only corroborated everything I said, but he went into detail to talk about two other people whom, ironically, I had a confrontation with, but I also respected. And one was General Martin Dempsey. When I last met him, or I first met him, was the last day I was in the Council on Foreign Relations before I told you and the public, your public, that I was resigning. And I had asked General Dempsey 10 years ago or somewhere along that line, will you argue against the President of the United States, given the fact that we had admirals who did that in 48, we had generals who did that in the military during the Vietnam War? He categorically said he would. I absolutely respect General Martin Dempsey. I do not think he's a traitor. I think he's a great American, like many of our generals, who had to quietly dissent against a presidential dictum, which, by the way, I have gone against repeatedly, but I was in a more junior position. But I absolutely agree with General Martin Dempsey, and I had also met Michael Flynn, who was then head of G2 military intelligence and became the Defense Intelligence Agency. All three of these men, I can corroborate what they say. I can vouchsafe for their integrity and their willingness, like many Americans, to defy what has been going on in the narrative. And you're part of that, Alex. And I'm not here to flatter you, but I will explain to you what they did. General Dempsey and Mike Flynn basically did a full analysis. And what that happens is you use all the 16 agencies we have to do an assessment, or we used to call a net assessment, of what's happening in Syria. Because the administration, Obama had no really idea of it. Hillary Clinton had no idea. Susan Rice had no idea. Valerie Jarrett, all of them had never been in the military. None of them had been in combat. And because of the mistakes that were made under Bush Jr. in Iraq, where we deposed Saddam Hussein, subsequently had chaos. We then went into Libya, thanks to Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice and Samantha Power, and we created a massive, massive source of chaos, where Benghazi was the focal source of the CIA transmitting and sending weapons of major weapons to the Turks and the so-called middle rebels, or the moderate rebels in Syria, but were really the extremists. And what was happening there was, in effect, when the generals saw this happening and they saw that the civilians really had no idea what was going on, Flynn and Dempsey, I can't corroborate their actual actions, basically said, look, we're not going to disrupt this in a political statement. We're going to disrupt it along the flow of information relationships. What Cy Hirsch said was absolutely correct. We have had a military-to-military relationship with the Russians that has been outstanding since 91. Now, contrary to the neocons, contrary to the narratives of civilians who would like to say they bombed the Russians, or it's a Russian conspiracy. That's absolute.
And that's why the political class wants to talk about war with Russia in these debates. They're so angry that the U.S. military is defying them. And I'm not trying to lionize the U.S. Army especially, but it's exactly what you said here a decade ago. They are literally the best patriots we've got, holding back so much of this.
Well, you have to understand, I mean, when I worked in government, my primary position was always as a military officer. When I went into intelligence, was trained in that at MIT and at Harvard, that was a secondary position, but I was proud to be in intelligence, and of course, then I am a psychiatrist. But my loyalty has always been to the Republic, as it has been for Martin Dempsey, as it has been for General Flynn, for many other generals who supported our American positions and understood that our civilian leaders, remember, most of them had not been to war. Clinton had never been in combat. Bush Jr. had never been in combat. And Obama, that's a Freudian slip, had never been in combat. Yet we had Bush Sr. who'd been in combat. I'd worked with Secretary Baker who'd been in combat. I had Nixon who'd been in combat. I had Carter who had been in the military. So those who had been in the military as presidents had very good representatives who understood the capability of war and the limits of war. And our generals are brilliant at what they can do, and they know what they don't want to do. And the great generals are not the ones who go to war. They're the ones who say, you know, what is it that we can do to stop
this? Yes, sir. Let me throw this in then. How seismic is it that we've had a huge, basically, military counter coup against the civilian insane people who are like a compulsive gambler at a slot machine trying to conquer and start wars they can't win? I mean, this is such a big deal to have it confirmed that our own military went around Obama and the neocons and gave the Russians and the Syrians all the authorization and info they needed to defeat al-Qaeda and ISIS. And then I've met with a bunch of special forces people, current duty, you name it. They're all completely awake now. I mean, the system has a big problem. I don't see how they're going to put this back in the bottle.
Well, let me put it this way. We call this a soft coup. A soft coup meaning that we haven't overthrown the president. We don't intend to overthrow the president. There's not a violence involved. There are not going to be guns in the street. But, Alex, at the same way you change the narrative of the media, what's happening now, thanks to the bravery of these men who've been in our military and our Navy, and also the men who were fired in Benghazi and the stand down in AFRICOM and the naval officers who were involved, all these people stood up and had their day in court and continue to have that. Some are heard, some aren't. But you have to remember, our democracy and our republic is a very fluid entity. It's not static. It doesn't stay.
And
one
I agree.
Way
so the truth is out in the public opinion. The military system wide is saying no to the tyranny. What is that doing to the more corrupt elements of the establishment?
Well, they're getting scared. And what happened is because of your ability to articulate and our military willing to stand
please
up.
Please stop giving me the credit.
Like
I get 1% of the credit, sir.
Whoa.
The platform gets
credit.
It. I know.
Alex, but we've known each other for too long. This is not, you know, we're not bragging here. We're basically saying because of that narrative, you have a man like Trump come forward. Whatever he may or may not be, he is changing the entire dynamics of the republic and the way they're getting elected. In effect, what he's done is to take away the underbrush of the corruption with the Bushes, the entire Bush family, the entire Clinton
family. Well, let me stop you. You came on, and we'll keep you the next hour if need be, because we've got who's co-hosting next hour? Right, David and I, we're going to go about 20 minutes the next hour because this is so important.
No problem.
Dr. Pachinik, and he'll co-host with us. This is so huge because, you know, as you know, you get these calls. I get these calls. Congressmen, former congressmen. I mean, people know what's going on in government. They know there's this epic battle. They're
Alex,
just freaked out.
I don't get a call like you do. What I get is two helicopters monitoring me 2 weeks ago.
Sure, that's
you
just a
remember
message.
What I'm about to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't get a call like you get. I get helicopters that are monitoring me when I'm unloading a truck with books in it. I get subpoenas from the U.S. prosecutors in Miami-Dade County because the State Department and our FBI are upset about what I may say or I might do. You got to remember, there's one element here. No one is going to take you down, Alex. I can assure you of that. you're just being played with as a kind of warning. You know, you can only go so far or do so much. But guys like me, they have them in their sights. And the reason for it is they know exactly what I was trained to do. My job is very simple. It was to do regime change without violence, without killing, and without assassination. That's very deadly to a system that really has never been involved in the regime change in the Soviet Union or in Cambodia, where we had greater killers than you have in ISIS in the Middle East. We had 1.2 million Khmer Rouge who killed 1.2 million of their own people. So those of us who were involved in the Reagan and the Bush senior administration and Nixon administration, we're pragmatists. We're not ideologues. But our loyalty lies to the presidency, not to the president, to the presidency, the republic, to the military, and to the intelligence community, as long as it complies with the requirements of the republic and the laws. Now, those stipulations are extremely important, and that's why America and your audience has to understand these are brave men. Cy Hirsch has been deprecated in Washington. I can't tell you how badly he's been hit. Yet he and I don't know him. I have great respect. Martin Dempsey has been a hero and a quiet hero. And Flynn, I watched him do a brilliant job of running a social studies program of a whole day involving social scientists from all over the country. So these are what I call the scholar warriors who have gone to the forefront and started to say, it's enough.
And imagine if they're going public, if they're going public, correct, they're ready to have a fight. They're ready to have this come out in Congress. They're ready for Obama to try to go after them for sharing intelligence with the Russians.
Correct.
This is seismic. They are throwing down the gauntlet. And that's all I'm saying. Don't the crooks in the establishment know when they threaten you or me, all that does is make us double down? Don't they know our psychology?
No, because they have, you see, I'm getting interfered with right now. Just while I'm talking to you, they're jamming me on this phone. And this is a hard line. I'm not being paranoid. I just know it. And you hear that?
No, it's probably just on your side. But go ahead.
It's on my side, but they're jamming me on this side because this is an undisclosed number, my friend. The point is, these are our obsessional politicians who've never had real-life experience. Obama is created, developed, and nurtured by the CIA. He doesn't know anything else. He's not a man of strategy. He's not a conceptual man. He's not a great thinker. He's a man who's been told what to do, what to say, and he lies pathologically in a way that absolutely stuns me. He makes Nixon look like he was the most honest man I've ever met. Obama has repeatedly lied about it.
Well, let me throw this out because we've got more time, and I skipped the break, and I'm going to quit doing this. This is so important. Let me throw this at you, Dr. Pechenik.
Yes, go ahead.
Here's an example. You brought up Mr. Stone with the Trump camp.
Correct.
I mean, really, he's like the head of the campaign, but he's out of it for other reasons, obviously.
Correct.
I mean, this guy, obviously, top guy with Nixon, top guy with Bush Senior, other folks. I mean, running major political operations in third world countries.
Roger's highly respected. That's correct.
It's obvious what the guy is and does. He came here before Trump came on, and I'm not going to get into the inside baseball of it, but he briefed me on stuff, and then when you came on and talked about him a few weeks later, you laid out everything he said word for word.
And I didn't know he talked.
But then went on and said, even though I haven't talked to him, you can see what's happened. And that's basically what he told me and about this whole fissure in the system, and Trump knows that. He was explaining, no, Trump's really for real. We're not going to let them break this country and destroy it. They're globalists. They want to roll us into this thing, and they want to have basically a corporate takeover and loot it. We're not going to allow it. And so it was just amazing to hear you then basically say what you knew he'd already told me. It's just very, very interesting to realize there's all these different camps in these different intelligence agencies.
Well, the truth of the matter is, there are those who believe in the truth. We're called truthers, and I take it not as an insult, but as a point of pride, and I think your entire audience should take that as a point of pride, and you should sell the shirts called truthers, because I'm one of them, and you can't lie. Either 9/11 was conspiracy or was a disaster of a competency. They didn't claim it was a competency issue. They knew it was a conspiracy. The Building 7 came down. The issue of Osama bin Laden, how could I predict 12 years ahead of time that this president, whom I didn't even know, would claim that he assassinated a man who was already dead. Well, he fell into that trap, and the entire intelligence community fell into it. Then, without even response, he creates Sandy Hook. Within seconds, I said to you, this is a false flag. The building was shut in 2008. Now, a professor of communications at Florida Atlantic University, James Tracy, has been fired by a woman, Phyllis Weiss, who claims that he's insulting people.
When they had over 1,000 articles demonizing us last week just on that subject.
Correct. So what's happening is, and again, let me go back to the fact, a narrative was created by people like me, you, Cy Hirsch, Dempsey, and others, and Tracy. There are many of us out there who are finally coalescing into one voice and saying, you know what? We need a Trump. Whoever Trump is, he is a force to contend with, and he will not tolerate this kind of
nonsense. Well, I'm going to give out some not secret stuff, but I'm going to give out just the facts as it's now out. I was told months ago that Trump would go after Hillary on the rape stuff with protecting Clinton. I was told that they were waiting for them to attack on 9/11 and think Trump was weak on that, and then Trump's ready to just absolutely annihilate him with it because they don't know. They've lost all credibility, and Trump basically has been recruited by patriots. He didn't want to do it, by the way, on a political, what they know could be a suicide mission. And people, real statesmen don't tell you all this stuff, folks, okay? I mean, all the other people are cowards. They can be intimidated. Whatever you want to say about Trump, he believe me, they wouldn't let me know some of this stuff if it wasn't the case. They have recruited him on a suicide mission to try to save America. Trump believes the narrative. The narrative's real. It trumps all these other fake people. We've got to bet on it. And then you came on when I hadn't even gone talked about this yet or had Trump on, and you already basically knew all about it. But not even though you knew him, you understood the narrative because it was the truth and a way out of this.
That's correct. And I'm so fortunate, as America is and you are, to have Trump come forward. Spend his time, his energy, his money. He doesn't need to do this, but he sees, and this is a very smart individual. I'm not talking only book smart. He's incredibly shrewd. He understood what happened in 9/11 because he knows Silverstein. He knows the World Trade Center better than anybody. He knows the machinations behind the World Trade Center and the insurance company that Silverstein created a scam. And so Trump knows all of this.
And by the way, folks don't know he's threatening them in language that only the establishment knows, and the public doesn't even get what he's saying. Trump is like Godzilla attacking Tokyo every day. I mean, he is scaring the hell out of them.
Well, yeah, but I got to tell you, he's got nuance, despite what he's saying, and they think he's braggadocio and all of that. Not really. He's kind of hinting. When he said, look, I got Bill in my sight, he's warning Hillary that this is more than just about Bill. This is about Bill's banking failures, how he destroyed the banking system, how he flooded the markets with dollars, how he corrupted our system in banking, how she's involved in banking. I mean, he's giving you the cues as to what's going to happen. When he's talking about ISIS or he's talking about strong people, he's not talking about generals who've been on a pension and who don't want to, stand up. He's talking about generals who've stood up and said many things against the administration, like, say, General Stanley McChrystal, who made it very clear what he thought about the Obama administration and the people who served him. And General McChrystal's deputy is Mike Flynn. Isn't that interesting? So there are many generals in our system who are very smart, have gone to many schools, but have been in combat and understand the limits of war. In the meantime, Trump is signaling to everyone, look, this is a last chance for us to really get our act together. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, rich, poor, left-wing, right-wing. All of that is gone. It doesn't matter what gender you are. If you think Hillary Clinton should be elected because she's a woman, you got a big mistake.
Well, sure. And there's also this socialist globalist thing of mounting America's head like a trophy. They want to conquer us. Don't the globalists get in conquering America? They're going to blow the whole engine of the world economy. We got to save America. We've got to do it now. Fourth hour with Dave and I, Steve Pachinik, myself coming up. Infowars.com. Email that out to folks. They want to shut us down. Support us. Don't take us for granted.